Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents I Live a Life Like Yours, a memoir, by Jan Grew. Translated by B.L. Crook. Read by Graham Halstead. From time to time I cross paths with someone who knew me as a child, but never expected to meet me as an adult. Out of common courtesy, they are usually able to conceal their surprise at seeing me out in the world until an opening, a gap in the conversation, allows them the space to articulate their initial reaction. So, you're still alive? My junior high ethics teacher once told a story. When her husband died, she cut off her long hair. Afterward, she sank beneath the water in her bathtub. This she experienced as a purification. She was interested in rituals, and she brought a measure of gravity to her class that I valued as an extremely grave 14-year-old. I wanted to learn as much as possible. Time, it seemed, was running out. My ethics teacher taught me the term liminal phase. It describes the most vulnerable part of a rite of passage, the point at which one finds oneself between worlds. It is the period in which a young person is no longer a child, though not yet an adult, or when the dead have abandoned the world of the living but cannot yet be counted as ancestors. During these phases, things can go drastically wrong. But they are also where transformation takes place. We come into being in these phases. Without them, the world could not go on. I progressed from junior high to high school and then on to university. And then, one day, I ran into my old teacher again at a conference. She had gone to graduate school. Her master's thesis was on Norse mythology, on the Jotuns, symbolic of the dark and treacherous aspects of human existence. I was a doctoral student in linguistics. I had begun an in-depth study of rhetoric and how reality may be altered through language. She had written a history of mentalities, about modes of thinking that we can no longer fathom. Our worlds had reconvened, in a sense. My old teacher wasn't surprised to hear that I was pursuing my doctorate. The junior high school was a 10-minute walk from the university library, where I once used my mother's card to borrow books on the shamanism of indigenous Siberian tribes. I was familiar with academia from childhood, and it showed. It shaped others' impressions of me. It promised a particular kind of future, in the same way that the opening sentence of a book points to how the story is going to unfold. She was, however, surprised at
Sample complete. Ready to continue?